Hear me loud and clear now?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I am Nicole Dean, for those of you that don't know me, and for those of you who do, I am as well. Today I'll be talking about how to get your competition to happily promote you again and again. How many people would like to have other people sending you all kinds of traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. It really, truly is, I promise. This is another fascinating presentation by me. I throw the word in fascinating so you have high expectations. All right, so who the heck am I? This is me in a nutshell. I am a wife, a mom, a daughter, a friend, a business consultant, and coach to really smart people. Some of them are in this room. I'm very thankful to have such good coaching clients. And author of books and speaker of words, doing that right now. Helper of orphans and rescuer of dogs. I eat my veggies. I obviously have a belly laugh, and I'm a heck of a person to know. But the real me is on this page. This is my life in pictures. I figure it's better to just show you than to talk about my day-to-day life, so this is it. I've got an 11-year-old daughter, a 16-year-old son, a 17-year-old daughter who lives in Latvia, and that's a long story, and the one in the middle is not mine. There's me and Connie. I like to vacation. My daughter and I are at a castle that we stayed in Ireland. And there's my puppies, Einstein and Luke. All right, the most important things to know about me with my business, it's to help online business owners, specifically nonfiction information product type creators, authors and bloggers, to create sustainable businesses that enable them to reach both their most important part, financial goals, and it doesn't mean anything to reach your financial goals if you haven't also met your lifestyle goals. While, here's the other important part of my mission statement, making the web and the world a better place. How many people have heard me say that before on my podcast, on my blog? And to have a lot of fun while doing it, because if you're not having fun, then you're in the wrong business, right? So that's basically my mission statement. But really, if Seth Godin and Will Ferrell got together one night and had a love child, that'd be me. We've got the marketing side of things, and then we've got the personality. So these are my two dads. All right. So I'm going to try something really scary right now. And if it bombs, I'm going to hide under this table right now. But some of you don't know who I am. So instead of telling you how smart I am, I'm going to say, how many of you in the audience think I'm really freaking smart? Raise your hands. Okay, so those of you that were, thank God. So those that don't know me yet, there you go. All right, I can breathe now. Okay, so here's what we're going to be doing. You're going to have the chance to show off to your peers how smart you are. You get to spend some time with me, which is a wonderful thing. You get to learn a thing or two. There'll be lots of gratuitous pictures of puppies, because who doesn't love puppies, right? And you get to find out how to finally get people to promote you. Sound good? Okay, so the problem. This is the bad part. Boo. How many people have worked so hard, and they start at the beginning, and then the finish line is that they finally create that info product, and then they're done. And they go, oh, shoo, I worked so hard, and I'm done. That's the beginning, you guys. That's when the fun begins. So that's step one on the road to the elusive passive income that we all want so much, and it's a lovely thing. So when you're creating your info product, that's the start. When it's launched, that's when the fun begins, because that's when you get to get other people to promote you. You get to have a list of customers instead of just tire kickers. You get to actually build a stable income, especially once you add some stuff to your back end and you have your sexy back end that we'll be talking about soon too. All right, so that's me. I think I was three there. Aren't they cute? Come on, aw.
Aww.
Jeez. I'm like, that's cute stuff there.
I'm looking for the
puppies. All right, so we're gonna go three of my Nickisms. And like I said, some of you guys should know the answer to this because I know you've been around me long enough. All right, what's one thing I say? You've created a product, now go. Thank you, Kelly McCauzy. Now go market the snot out of it. now I'm going to go promote it a little bit. No, go market the snot out of it. You worked hard to build that. You go market the snot out of that product. All right, here's another one. My daughter goes on YouTube a lot, and she decided she wanted to do my hair like Dr. Seuss, and so there's a water bottle under that, if you can believe that. Okay, Nickism number two. There are two blank in internet blank, and one of them is blank. That's for a reason. Does anyone know it? No? There are two words in internet marketing, and one of them is marketing. That's for a reason. I freaking love marketing. It is the best thing on earth. Do you guys love marketing? Yes, it's awesome. Okay, Nickism 101, the third one. That's me before a Packer game. So my face is all painted, and it's kind of creepy looking, but yeah, I've got the face paint on. Okay, Nickism number three. Blank and blank start with the same letter. Coincidence? No. Who knows it? Marketing and money start with the same letter. Coincidence? No. That's not a coincidence. Okay, so what's my unique perspective on this topic? Why did I pick this topic to talk about? How to happily get other people to promote you over and over and over again. First of all, I'm an info product seller, so I have that side of things. I was an affiliate manager for 4 years to a number of very successful clients, and I've turned down a lot more. I'm a consultant. I get hired to help people unsuckify their affiliate program. So if they have a sucky affiliate program, I can come in and I help them to get it unsucky. I'm a business coach to very, very smart people who want to know why their affiliates aren't promoting them and why their affiliates hate them. I'm also an affiliate, so I'm on the other side of things, and I've won prizes. I've been on the leaderboard with a lot of you guys. And I've dealt with affiliate managers, and I have a whole other conversation, a whole other talk I could do about why you never want to hire an affiliate manager and what you want instead, but we'll save that one for next time. I'm also a frequent observer and customer of many launchers, so I've been on all sides of this issue. I know there's no puppy on this one. We're getting to that. All right, so what we're going to cover today, and I got to talk fast, which I'm good at. Number one, how to get sexy. Who wants to get sexy? Yeah? Okay, I was hoping so. Where to invest your time. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and affiliates are from a whole nother solar system. You got to communicate with them totally different, even though they, of course, are men and women, but you get the gist. How to create your most important list. Secrets to getting the attention of successful people. A lot of people in this room. How to make those people love you, and tricks to make successful affiliates feel like a total morons if they don't promote you. Is there a show of hands for people in here who have promoted me to avoid looking like a total moron? David Perdue, get your hand up. Thank you. Okay, but I hear what you're thinking. Puppy. Thank you. I hear what you're thinking. I just do SEO. I do Facebook ads. I just do Google AdWords or buy solo mailings. You can still do that. That's all great. But yada, yada, yada. When there's a big launch and somebody wants to make a whole lot of money really quick, who do they call? They call their affiliates. They start getting their JV partners because they need to pump a whole lot of traffic and get a whole lot of attention to their product fast. You know, the other stuff is great, too, and I'm not going to cut it. I'm not going to knock it. Do it. But don't think you don't need affiliates, because you can get, I mean, if you were, heaven forbid, knock on wood, to lose your entire business today, if you have solid affiliates that are your friends, like the people in this room, you know, God willing, that would never happen. But if David Perdue, when something very bad happened to David Perdue, I should say, and he was hacked, he turned to his top affiliates and the instructors for NAMS, and we all were back on board, you know, getting him rebuilt, because that's what you do for these people. Okay, step one, we're going to go from stinky to sexy. If your affiliate program is this right now, we need to throw you in the bath so we can be like David Beckham. Whoop. Another gratuitous picture, because, I mean, look at the man. So we're going to start working now to get your affiliate program from before to after. Okay, these are the basics. Puppy. For each new product that you have and for each product you have, obviously it has to be a quality product. I mean, this is not negotiable. You have to have a quality product that helps people. You have to have exceptional customer support. And what I do is, as an affiliate, before I promote somebody that I haven't promoted before, I'll submit a support ticket. If I have to make something up, or I'll have my VA do it and just submit a support ticket and see how it's handled. Because if we don't get a response in a timely manner or we don't like the response, I don't care what their product is, I don't care what they're offering, we're not going to promote them. Because I don't want my customers to go to the support center and get stuck and not get what they need. Is the offer clear? Oh my gosh, get me on a soapbox here, because there have been so many times really cool people who I really like put out products and I don't know what the heck they're selling. I'm looking at their sales page going, I don't know what this is, and if I don't understand it, my people surely aren't. So if you have a clear offer, that helps so much. And it really helps if you have a product that gives a specified result, you know, product that actually works, changes lives, makes a difference, makes the web and the world a better place. All right, and as far as your affiliate program goes, the setup, make sure you've got tracking. I reward people for sending you new customers. Make sure it's long tracking. You know, some people do the real shortest tracking they can get it as long as you can. Lifetime, hard-coded, you know, as much as you can do so that I get paid over and over and over again. That's great. David Perdue, in 5 months, I earned money from you every day, but what, 5 days?
January 1st to June 22nd this year, every day but five.
Every day but five. So January 1st through
June 22nd.
June 22nd of last year.
This year too?
I made money with his affiliate program every day but 5 days during that entire time. So good tracking does make a difference. And while I was in Europe for 5 weeks last summer, I made money with your affiliate program, I think, almost every day of that time as well. And I wasn't online at all. Little things like, can I find out where to sign up? And once I sign up, can I get my links? You know, when I unsuckify affiliate programs, one of the things that people do is they don't go through their own affiliate process watching someone else do it. And if you can sit somebody down and say, can you, you know, sign up to be an affiliate for me and watch them to do it, it can be very eye-opening, because things that you're just assuming they'll know or assuming are clear, they have no idea. So, I mean, your VA, I do Skype screen sharing a lot. And if I get a new VA or an intern, because I work with a lot of free interns, I love having people work for me for free. That's a fun thing. But I'll have one of my new interns get on Skype with me, share their screen, and go through either my sales process or sign up through one of my lists and watch the process. And I always have them sign up to be an affiliate, because I want to see what it looks like on their end and what they're thinking as they're going through the process to make sure I'm not losing people. And you want to check this regularly, like an annual physical. So you can't just do it once and then think I'm done. It's something that has to be checked up regularly. And I haven't even mentioned percentages yet, and that's just the basics. Does that make sense to everybody so far? Yeah? Okay. So now that you aren't stinky, we'll start to get sexy. One of my favorite things is unique offers. If somebody has a launch and the product is really, truly unique, it's not just another how to set up WordPress, which we all need that, but something unique, a story, I find that with my emails, when I send them out, if I use the word you in the title, I get a good open rate. But if I use the word I in the title, my open rate goes crazy. People want to know not what I'm telling them to do, but what I'm actually doing. So I get a very high open rate as soon as I, you know, do the behind-the-scenes stuff. And here's what I just bought. Or I just bought this and I like this. Or I just tried this. Or whatever it is, if I use the word I. But I was at NAMS in Atlanta, and a gal came up to me and said, I'm a social media expert, and you just promoted these other two gals. Why did you promote them and not me? And I said, well, because their product was really cool and unique, and I love you, but you're using the PLR product that I sold to 100 different people, and you didn't change it at all. So they have a story. They have clients. They have cred. They're interesting. It was a great product. You know, I said, go out and do something. Achieve something in social media, you know, that you can then turn into a case study, or then you can teach and say, I did this and here's how, and I guarantee I'll look at it. But if it's just how to get on Twitter, there's a million of those for free. The percentage on the front end. Most people do 50% front end. Some people do 100%. But like Jason was saying, sometimes you have to look at what everybody else is doing and do something completely different. I've seen people do 200% on the front end, which, you know, all of a sudden you start going, that adds up. That's pretty cool. The back end, so many people are missing this. Like, we talked to Eleanor. I don't want to pick on you again, but Eleanor, but I'm gonna. Eleanor was talking about how she had a new ebook about the gender picking or knowing, not choosing beforehand, but once you're pregnant, understanding which gender baby you're going to have before you have the ultrasound type of thing. Oh, close. Okay. Well, anyway, it's a one-hit wonder. And a one-hit wonder is not a business. So we're talking about having a sexy back end for her. It's like, okay, once you have these customers on this list, then what? Are they just going to sit there? I mean, what's your back end? You need a business there. And a sexy back end for an affiliate is awesome. When you send somebody into their funnel and they buy and 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 you just keep getting sales notices after sales notices, that's fun. That's a lot more fun than getting that one, you made a sale. And that's it. And then, you know, you get other people buying, but per person, if there's a sexy back end, that's pretty awesome. And I'm not doing the sexy back end dance again. Maybe. Okay, recurring. Monthly programs are awesome too. If you can get somebody in and they're paying month after month after month, especially like software is really good with that because the pain of separation can be so hard. Like, how many of you have been paying for AWeber for over 2 years? Yeah, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You keep paying because to separate from that is going to be extremely painful. So if you can get people into programs like that where it's recurring, membership sites like Earn 1K a Day, promote that, because once people get in there and they start to get to know people, and David Perdue, NAMS, it's the same thing. It's community. You get people in there. They get to know each other. And then the pain of losing that connection is hard. The first paid forum I ever went to is Kelly McCauzy's back there. It used to be called Mom Mastermind, and Kelly was my first mentor online. And I say that every chance I get because she's awesome. But that group of women that I met then are some of my closest friends now. And to think that, you know, I may have said, oh, I don't want to pay the $40, and I would have lost that. So, I mean, recurring is awesome. And the more of those you can hit, the better. And you guys just want to stand up and dance to the music and we can forget this whole thing? All right, so now that you're sexy, we need to figure out where to invest your time. Unfortunately, this is part of the why you don't want an affiliate manager and what you want instead talk, but 95% of your affiliates aren't going to make regular sales. The 5% will. You guys all know that, right? This is nothing new. This is how it works. So your 95% of affiliates, you don't know who's successful. You don't know who's not. They're all good people. They may be successful in the future. Like when I was working for Jimmy D. Brown as his affiliate manager, 2008, I think it was, Connie emailed me and said, how do you put how do I get this banner on my blog? And I'm like, well, here's how you do it, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, this lady's never made a sale before. I'm probably wasting my time. And, you know, but, you know, you treat them with respect. And you treat, because these are good people, and you never know where they're going to be, and they deserve it. And they're trying to promote you, so they're probably customers, too. So you treat them awesome. You keep them in the loop through mass communication. They're the ones that get all of the AWeber emails and stuff. All communication that comes back goes to a VA because you can't spend your time dealing with people that may or may not make a sale. And preferably a VA knowledgeable with the launch, not a support staff person, because if an email from an affiliate that's trying to promote goes to support, they usually have absolutely no clue how to help that person. They're not marketers. They don't know what's going on. So send it to a VA who actually knows what they're doing, who's helps with the affiliates. So then the 5% of affiliates, which is what we're going to be talking about for the rest of this time, are the successful affiliates like me, Connie, David, Kelly, Dennis, Justin, Jason, Sharon. I'm trying to call out as many people as I can in this time. Who did I miss? Don back there, are successful affiliates. For them, personal communication about anything new, it doesn't matter what it is, it really, really helps. If I get an email from an affiliate manager, it's going to go in trash. Connie, do you pay much attention to emails from affiliate managers, most affiliate managers?
No.
No. You need personal communication here. Even if, like I do, I have a personal JV list just for people that are really awesome that I know are rainmakers, and I communicate through there, I also still personally connect with those people. I'm not sending them anywhere else but to me, because it's my relationship, it's my business, and I'm the one that needs to be available to explain and to make sure they're making money promoting me. Because if they have an issue and they reach out to a VA that doesn't know how to go in and, you know, monetize it, they just don't know how to do that. Skype and IM are great. I have a lot of my top affiliates have my cell phone number so they can text me. I have them all pretty much on Skype. And I also have Yahoo Instant Messenger. They all have access to me on Facebook, because if they get a bug up their butt and they want to promote me, then by God, I'm going to make sure they can. And you don't have to do everything. Like if Connie were to contact me and say, Nick, I need a coupon because I want to send this out, then that can get handed back to, you know, I can say, oh, send that to this person. They'll handle that. I mean, I don't have to manually be doing everything myself, but I want them to know that I'm available and that, you know, whatever they need. Dennis, how many times did you contact me on Skype in the last month? More than twice. Yeah. Okay. So the law of affiliates is that successful affiliates are two things. We're lazy and we're greedy, and we have every right to be both. We're busy. Life is flying by. And that's one thing that you've got to understand about successful affiliates. You got to get their attention fast with something good. So to get me or any of my successful friends in the room to promote, if you don't already know us, or even if you do, the trick is to make it super easy for me to make money. And here's the important part. While also making me look like a hero and or total sweetie to my audience. So this doesn't need to be a solo mailing. This can be a piece of content. This can be a free webinar that you want me to mail to, a blog post you want to offer me. It doesn't matter. It can be monetized, you know, for you, promoting you, but make it easy for me to make money. And it'll a lot more likely be done. But obviously, it's not just about the money. Don't tell me what you can do for me. Tell me how it's going to benefit my people, because obviously, I'm not going to burn my list. I spent too much time building it. Okay, so there's tons of different approaches, and we'll talk about a few different ways to get the attention of bigger name people who you want to promote you. But first, I want to get to just a simple spreadsheet, because the spreadsheet is my most valuable list. You know, I love my leads and I love my customers, but this is my most valuable list, and if my house got on fire, I would make sure to grab this spreadsheet before anything. So this spreadsheet, it contains the name, email, URL, Facebook, whether we're connected, Skype, whether we're connected, cell phone, whether we're connected, and notes to remember for all of my top affiliates and the top people that promote my products. So if my business fell apart tomorrow, these are the people that would help me rebuild it very, very quickly. So I highly, highly recommend that you do this, and I'll show you the other part of this that I add on whenever I release a new product in a minute. This is just an Excel spreadsheet that I use. Got it? Okay, but I know you're thinking, but how did you get on the radar of those people in the first place, right? Because it's hard to get the attention of people that are already making money and who are very, very busy and get all kinds of offers coming to them all the time. The best way is to come to events like this one here. You guys are so smart. Or, of course, NAMM's in Atlanta next month or in February. And to come back next year when you have this again. Don't make me hurt you. I'll arm wrestle you for it. Group chapters. I mean, how many of you have written a chapter for a book that a whole bunch of other people have? Dennis, raise your hand because I'm in it with you. All right. So, I mean, it's super easy to do a compilation type project where you're featuring and showcasing other people and they have very little work involved in the process. Paid forums is where I got started. I do not waste my time with free forums hardly at all. Free Facebook groups, I do Dennis's, but free forums are mostly the blind leading the blinder, and you know, neither one of them knows where they're going. It's just pretty pathetic. Paid forums, like I was saying, when you promote recurring programs like Dennis's, the Earn 1K a Day, that's a paid forum, and people actually know what they're doing. I mean, look at the brain power in this room. NAMS has a community, Kelly McCauzy has a community, and I'm a member of all three of them. And one of my favorite ways to get the attention of successful people is by having crazy, ridiculous affiliate contests where I get to give away cash and prizes and more. Kelly, did you bring your iPod? All right. So then once you have their attention and they know who the heck you are, how do you make them love you? It's very simple. Being a good person, treating them well. Gene does a great job on Facebook every day of making me smile. Just by reaching out and being a good person, making their day, doing something nice for them. And with Facebook, it is so easy now to get someone's attention because you can make a picture like this and you can tag the person in it. If you can't read that in the back, that says, Connie Reagan Green is awesome. And I don't have internet in my room, so excuse a little spirally thing. I had to take screenshots on my cell phone and then hook my cell phone to my laptop, then get the pictures out of my laptop to put on my slide. So that little picture was still loading. All right. So one of the ways that I connect with successful affiliates and try to get them to love me, because that's the goal, because you want to do things for people that you love, and that way I can get them to do my bidding, and they don't even realize they are. So right now, if you go to my blog, which is NicoleOnTheNet.com, the most current podcast is featuring Dennis Becker. And so for a little bit of Dennis's time on Skype with me, he's being featured on my blog, on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Amazon Kindle, so that when people search his name, he's got more books up there, and it's been sent to my lists. Once, because I can't get on the internet. And then what I do with the transcript is I put it on Kindle. And so it's actually free on Kindle right now. If you guys want to go read the interview I did with Dennis, you're more than welcome. If you just go to NicoleOnTheNet.com, look at the first post. You can either grab the download for the audio, or you can grab the Kindle book through tomorrow for free. And then leave a review, because two measly reviews is pretty lame. All right, so anyway, do you think Dennis loves me just a little bit? I'm wicked. Muhuhahaha. I also run a series on my blog called Expert Briefs. And the reason I do that is, there are many reasons I do that. The main reason is because now I have a list of really successful people that I can talk to on a weekly basis. I can send them an email on a weekly basis and in the PS kind of let them know what I've got going on and send them back to my blog to share posts and stuff. But what I do is I ask a question every week and then I have about 40 people who get the weekly email. They're all, I say, I only want six-figure plus marketers and who are making the web and the world a better place. And all they have to do, Connie participates a lot, Kelly participates a lot, is send me back, hit reply, it goes to my VA, she compiles a blog post. I just go in and anchor it at the end and write my thoughts, and I hit publish, and then I send it out to my lists. And I've got a lot of reasons I do this, but one of the reasons is because I turn these into books. So I have other people writing my books for free for me. Another reason is because I have my JV list, the expert briefs list, so I can keep in contact with these really smart, successful people that also have lists that I can, you know, I've got their direct contact information. And another reason is because then when I go to promote these people, my list is already familiar with them, so I don't have to start from square one and go, there's this guy named Dennis Becker, blah, 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 because he's been in these over and over and over again. I've got him on my podcast. I've got him in expert briefs now. I've been mailing about him. I want people to go, oh, that's a Dennis Becker guy, and get familiar with him so that when he releases his next product, they're like, oh, yeah, click, buy. So they're already totally on board by the time I send that mailing about Dennis. So the 40 people, they can send in their answers if they have time and if they have something intelligent to add. And if not, that's fine too. There's no obligation. So it's just a really fun thing, but it's another way that I can get, you know, I'm promoting them. So the law of reciprocity right away kicks in where they're like, I should really find some way to give back to that Nicole because she keeps, you know, putting me all over her blog and her podcast and all that stuff. And I mean, I make money off it too. It's not like I'm just doing it to be nice. So here's my book, Expert Briefs, Blogging for Profit, The Stripped Down Naked Truth from 26 Rockin' Online Business Owners. And that's just compiled from those blog posts. So not only did I feature them on my blog, I featured them in my book. And Rachel Rofe said on Facebook, I don't even remember writing anything, but here I am in Nicole's book. She made it so easy. So I'm like, Rachel, I got my book up. You can go get it. So, and then, of course, it helps to have the other author names together up there as well. I asked everybody before I did it just to make sure they didn't want to, or they wanted their name associated with it, and they all said yes. So, fun stuff, fun stuff. Okay, so more ways to get their attention. Sign up for their coaching program. If there's somebody you really want to get to know and you want to get on their radar, buy their stuff. It's not that hard. Join Earn 1K a day. Start posting on the forum. Guess what? Dennis will read it. He'll get to know you. If you want to get on his radar, that's a very good way to do it. If you want to get on David's radar, show up at NAMS in Atlanta next month. If you want to get on Connie's radar, she has a mentoring program as well. Kelly has a program. Jason's got tons of programs. Join one of those. Group projects, like I mentioned, if you contribute a chapter to my book, you know, just get them involved in your business so the line starts to cross and they start to feel more a part of what you're doing. Webinars, I mean, duh, webinars are a great way to get their attention, to get people to promote you. Ask them to speak at your event, live or virtual. You know, Dennis invited me here. You think I'm going to promote whatever Dennis has coming out if it's a good fit for my people? I'm stuck. One of the best ways to get their attention, though, is to become one of their active 5% of their affiliates. Flatland, he's number two on there. Get on their leaderboards is another good way to get people's attention. There's Jason. There's me. It was Tina. Tina, it was a while ago. It's just one I happen to have since I can't get access to the internet. I have no internet, so I had to go through old snapshots. So if you get on somebody's leaderboard, they're much more likely to pay attention to you and, you know, listen to what you say in the future because you just made them a whole bunch of money. Fladlian. All right, so you have your list of successful people and you're ready to rock and roll. All right, so they all know who you are, but let's say you need money now, today. So you've got all these people that owe you goodwill. You know, you've been getting them to love you, and they're all like, oh, I'll promote you sometime, or let me know when you've got something new, or all this wishy-washy stuff, and you're like, yeah, time to cash in, baby. So you need them to promote now. Jason said it already, an event. An event is the best way, a time-sensitive event is the best way to get people to take action. They need to poop or get off the pot if you want to keep promoting them. So if you have a new product or new site and you want to launch big, call in favors, say, hey, remember I was on that leaderboard of yours? Or, you know, reach out and say, I've got this new product coming out and I'm going to make it so easy for you to make money. If you don't have a new product, you can make a bundle or a special offer, bundle up some of your stuff into a package or run a huge sale. And then, of course, the one-day auction. Brilliant. Okay, and my personal favorite is to choose one of the above and have a ridiculous affiliate contest. And whenever I do that, I grow my customer and my affiliate lists fast. I increase my recurring income, I make new friends, and it's just a whole lot of fun. And here's one that I just did. All right, so last month, I launched a new site called Coach Glue. CoachGlue.com. We make your clients stick to you. You've probably heard of it if you're on Dennis's list or David's list or Connie's list or Kelly's list. Anybody else promote? Sharon, you promoted too. Sharon's Justin. Justin, geez, you're hiding back there. You only won the contest. All right. So basically, you know, I knew affiliates were going into summer mode and, you know, they were starting vacations and things and business gets left behind and their income starts to drop. So the angle we took is affiliates will make you money this summer. We know summer is a super busy time, so we want to make it really easy for you to make some money this June. What better way than promoting CoachGlue.com and sharing our excellent resource with your readers? And we ran it for the whole month. When I do an affiliate contest, I like to run it for an entire month. And the reason is because it gives me time to poke people through the whole month and keep pushing them and going, this person's just ahead of you. Oh, you're so close to that person. Oh, this person is, you know. And it gives me time also to get new affiliates on board and give them a chance to catch up as well. So if, like, 10 days into the month, somebody expresses interest, they can still earn prizes. Plus, it gives people time to fit in between their own stuff they have planned. You know, people have promotional calendars, and while they have more gaps in June, which is why I did this in June, I wanted to make it easy for them to slide in promotions whenever they didn't have anything else to mail. And we also had lots of releases planned during the month, so they'd have ample opportunities to keep mailing over and over and over again, because we had new products every, like, 4 days, I think. Plus, we had several different funnels set up that they could send people into as well. Okay, and then you have to sell it to them. Why should they promote you? And so for us, repeat sales is our middle names. Our customers buy everything that we release, seriously, everything. They log in to get their content and buy again and again. And then cookie schmookies, we use a member, and our customers log in to buy over and over and over again. This means you're not getting lifetime cookies, which can be overwritten or wiped out when people switch computers or buy from their phones. How many of you bring your phone into the bathroom when you poop? Oh, come on. I can't be the only one. So, I mean, people are buying your stuff on the pot. How do you even know that they've got the same cookie that they originally had when they were sitting in front of their computer? They don't. So we're telling them they get tagged to you for life. Recurring revenue is sexy. Yes, you get paid monthly. We have extra prizes, and guest blog posts are available. If any of you ever wants a guest blog post from me and you have any bit of traffic at all, if you give me 3 to 5 very targeted questions and tell me who your demographic is, I will get that to you. And you can use your affiliate link in the blog post. So that offer always stands. But don't just ask me for a guest blog post, because then you'll never get it. Sorry, Connie. But if you send me 3 to 5 very targeted questions related to something that I sell, I'll get that back to you. You can usually turn it around within a day or two. All right, so we made it ridiculous if you're going to bother to do it at all. See how I just did that? A whole room full of people that are now thinking about becoming my affiliate. It's so easy, you guys. Okay, so what can you earn and win? We went absolutely bonkers. What we did is for every $50 in commission that they earned, they also received a gift card for $50. So, Justin, you got, what, a $700 or something? Yeah, gift card to Amazon. And then for the competitive types, we also gave away iPads, 3 iPads. Justin's got an iPad. Kelly got an iPad. And we got a... And we got cash prizes as well, and we published a leaderboard so that they knew who they were beating, and we updated that very regularly. And then I made a separate page for the top people. Like, Justin didn't see the other page. I sent him to the top affiliates page, the people that we're talking about today. We said, we know summer is super busy time, so we want to make it easy for you to make some money this June. Same thing. Rather than skipping a day of mailing so you can go to the beach, or worse yet, skip the beach so you can mail, let us write your mailing for you. Value, no idea. We're not for hire. So basically, we're saying, hey, anytime you don't feel like writing a mailing the next day, just tell us. We'll write your mailing for you, include your affiliate link, and you can send it out. No biggie. And then number one changed on the super affiliate page. It's payback time. If you're seeing the secret page, Melissa and I have probably promoted you in the past. It's payback time. If and you want us to keep promoting you, just saying, psst, Connie Green, this one does not apply to you who has ever been supportive. Love you. All right, so then after you launch your affiliate contest, obviously you tell your affiliates about this and tell all of your affiliates wherever they are and any list you have of affiliate marketers. Then you become a cheerleader, and it becomes a matter of cheering people on the entire month, letting them know what's going on. We held a weekend contest where we gave away a Kindle tablet to the top seller just for the weekend, because you don't want it to lag, because over the course of a whole month, of course, you have lag. So during the middle, having a weekend contest helps boost that back up. So these were our final standings, and all of my affiliates know my affiliate centers. I love myaffiliates.com, and don't go there because it hasn't been updated lately. That's my next thing to do when I get back. But all my affiliates know I love my affiliates, and I give them shout-outs and high fives and kudos wherever I can. So these are the people that won. And, you know, the funny thing is I have met, you know, talking about networking and going to events like this one in NAMS, I have met all of those people, or will have met every single person on there by the end of the year, except for Jeanette. I don't have plans to meet Jeanette, but every other person on that list I have met in person or will have by next month. So there is a huge, huge, huge difference in who you meet in person and get to know. Okay. Now, going back to that list that we had, that spreadsheet, for every new product I do, when I'm being good, I'm not always good, our system is, my virtual assistants and I, we go back through that spreadsheet of names, and then I start to add the date of contact. So like if I had like this new product, this new launch, the date I contacted, and it has a list of all the people, their emails, their Facebooks, whether we're connected there, the date that I contacted them, and then I leave it blank, and then I fill in their response when I get it back, notes about their response, like if they're on vacation, their virtual assistant responds, it says they're on vacation this week, but you know, let us know next week. I'll mark that in the notes. The date they promoted and the date I said thank you, because that's really important. I mean, I've been on leaderboards before where I've sent, you know, well over 250 sales to somebody and they never even said, hey, thanks. And it's like, well, that's not going to happen again. But then they always say, hey, thanks for promoting me last time when they had their next product come out. So they did make up for it. But yeah, it's just rude not to say thank you to your top affiliates. Okay, so how do you make them feel like a moron if they don't promote? It comes back down to motivation 101. How many of you have dogs? Yeah, some of you? Well, all dogs are different. Some are food-driven and some are attention-driven or playing with a ball or whatever it is. So you've got to know. It's so simple. It's motivation. I studied it a lot in college, and most people, I always assume, understand motivation, but then I see the looks and I know that I got to back up a little bit. Different people are motivated by totally different things, and if you know what motivates someone, you can get them to do just about anything and feel happy about it. You know, you're not manipulating people, you're motivating them. So once you've got your sexy offer, sexy affiliate program, you've got your connections, you're running an affiliate contest, and you're still not getting promotions, then it's time for Motivation 101. And it comes back down to knowing what people value, what's important to them, and what their problems are at that time that you can fix. So you can either give them something beneficial that will motivate them, or you can take away something that's frustrating to them and motivate them. And one of the ways I do that is by giving them content that they can use, like, I don't have time to write on my blog this week. Well, I got that covered for you. Don't worry about it. You know, I'm happy to step in. So we go back to affiliates, and there are two things. What? Lazy and greedy. And they're also busy, distracted, stressed, overwhelmed. They've got all kinds of offers coming at them, and you're not their number one priority. So you've got to be convincing, and you've got to be motivating. They may love you, but they still may not be able to work you in or have the energy or time to do so. So make it so they can't say no. What's one thing that I've done? I've gone up to my top affiliate who hasn't promoted in a while, and I said, what's one thing I could do to make you mail this week, Tom? What's one thing I could do to make you mail this week? And usually they have an answer. Dennis, what can I do to make you mail this week, to help you to mail this week and be my top affiliate this month? Oh,
I've got an answer.
An incentive?
Mail for me.
Yeah, mail for you. There you go. In 2010, I did a blog tour, and I did 75 posts in 15 weeks. So each week, I did 5 posts, and then I'd move. I'd tour on to the next blog. I did 5 posts at that blog. I went to the next one. And the main reason why I wanted to do it was because then I had logins to all these people's blogs. So whenever I have a new product, I can go, hey, you know, I still have my logins. Do you want me to throw a draft in there with your affiliate link? And then when you need a blog post, just hit publish on it, and it's waiting in there for you. And they're like, are they going to say no? Of course they're not going to say no. They're going to go, oh, cool. Yeah, definitely do that. If they reach affiliate marketers, set them up as a JV broker. I am a JV broker for so many people. It's ridiculous. And who else does JV broker accounts? Nobody? What I do, and I've done this for years and years and years, is like with my friend Ronnie Nijme. When he first started, he didn't know hardly any people, so he bumped up my commission and then also added an additional percentage on to anyone that I got to be an affiliate for him. So, I mean, it's very, very easy for me to do that. David Perdue has a second tier, which is basically the same thing. And so I get sales all the time when Connie makes sales. I make money. So, and Dennis is under you? Yep. So, I mean, there's reasons. So instead of I mean, they're willing to mail more often. Like, I mail maybe once a month for just letting people know what David's got going on. But I also mailed my affiliates for him. And I won't mail my affiliates, like, for many people. But I mailed my affiliates for David. And I said, hey, there's this program that I make money with. I made money every single day for these last 5 months. And all I did was promote the free weekly training. You might want to go sign up. And, you know, when you don't have anything to mail, let your people know about this free weekly training because it's converting for me. So I just sent him a whole bunch of potential affiliates through my affiliate link. So then I know they're affiliates because they're my affiliate. So as they then promote, I make money. And if they don't promote and they buy stuff, I still make money. So I make money either way. Write mailings for people with a special coupon in them just for their people, totally customized for their list. I do this a lot. When I did the, I mentioned when I did that affiliate contest, I was on Skype with people and I would say, hey, do you have something to mail today? You know, first thing in the morning, I'd reach out to everybody. Do you have something scheduled to mail today? If not, you know, I'll write something for you. Is there any topic you'd like? I'll put your affiliate link in it. Just let me know. You know, no pressure. I'm not being sleazy. I'm not being pushy. It's just, hey, if you're busy this morning, like with Ronnie, he has a new baby. I said, you know, I know you're totally swamped. You have Peter. And if you just need to mail this week, just let me know what days, and I'll just write up a few things for you. You just pop them in whenever you want. I'll give you a special coupon, include your affiliate link, and you can just go. He used those. Kelly, I wrote a mailing for you too, didn't I? She was driving from Michigan down to Florida and was stuck in her car. And so I sent her an email. I said, here's a mailing for you to send today. I noticed you didn't send one yet. And she's like, cool. She copied, paste, send. It's not hard to get people to promote you guys, really. Special calls and webinars for people with membership sites. Going back to Kelly again, she has had a membership site for a long time, and David too. One of the things they need all the time is fresh content every month. So if you've just done a webinar and it's a really good webinar and it's converted well and it's recorded, cut off the end part where you pitch, glue on a new end with their affiliate link, and let them upload it to their membership site to be the resource for the month. That way it goes out to all of their customers, people that are paying, right? Easy peasy. Special calls and webinars for people with membership sites. Yep, swap autoresponder messages. How many people in here are swapping autoresponder messages with other people so that they go out forever and you don't just make money once? Do that. It's fun. It makes you money forever. I love passive income. You guys, I'm going off the grid for 6 weeks. Actually, I'm pretty much off the grid now. I did this last year, too. Every summer, I go off the grid for 4 to 6 weeks, other than a half an hour a day. So no internet at all. And it's to test my systems and test my team and, you know, make sure everything's running without me because I need to be making money. And as long as my income does not dip during that month, I know everything's working. If there's a problem, it becomes apparent very quickly, and we know we need to fix it. So it's just something I do because otherwise I find I get myself sucked back into the business. But if I know that that's coming up, can't do that because they need to be able to run things without me. Offer bonuses to people when they have a new launch. You know, if you see Jason starting a new launch, maybe make him a bonus that he can add on his sales page and monetize it with his affiliate link. He may or may not use it. If he doesn't, offer it to somebody else. No biggie, it's already created. Let's see, even if you're doing webinars and are making a buttload of money, if they're evergreen, reuse, reuse, reuse them. Swap autoresponder messages to evergreen webinars. So your webinar is selling for the other person and making you affiliate commissions. If you can see that kind of twisted there for a second, but easy stuff. And then at the end, make sure you say thank you. Give them shout outs. Justin did win my affiliate contest. He is awesome. Dennis is awesome. I didn't miss any of my affiliates, did I? Sharon, you're awesome. So I was an affiliate manager, and I had my PLR site. I had my PLR site at the time, but the reason that I kept my PLR site is because I used it to recruit affiliates. So I would create content that would then need to be monetized, and I was a JV broker for a lot of places. So all the people that are buying my PLR to publish it and create ebooks out of it wanted to have it monetized. So guess who made money as they signed up for all those affiliate programs? Me. I create PLR packages where I mention my top affiliates inside the content to give back. I have a free PLR club, and the content that just went out this month includes an article of 5 of the top podcasts to listen to for online business. So what's the first thing I did? I got on Skype and I said, hey, Justin, you know, I just wanted to thank you again for promoting me. Do you have a podcast? I want to include it in this article that I'm sending out to these 3,000 people so they can publish it on their blogs. And I got Kelly in there because she's awesome. I created a free report that I showcased my top affiliates from the contest, and I sent it to my affiliates as training. So what I did for that is as soon as I launched my contest, I started copying and pasting all of the emails that the successful affiliates were sending, and I created a free report that was like a case study of how people are winning this affiliate contest. And it just got super long, and it was awesome to see the different angles different people would take. You know, Dennis would promote one thing, and Connie would promote another one, and Rachel promoted totally different than everyone else and did awesome. David, you know, you promoted completely different. It was cool to see. But, you know, that's just a way to give back to them then. Okay, so remember going back to the beginning, creating the product is step one. If you want the multiple six-figure income and you want the passive income, you need that customer list that can buy from you over and over and over again. If you want to be paid while you're on vacation, you know, all that stuff, you have to have that sexy back end in place as well. So you need to market the snot out of it. You guys remember that from the beginning? Market the... Thank you. And the momentum will pay off for years and years and years to come. So go get them. And this is where you can sign up for updates, NicoleOnTheNet.com. And you can download Dennis's interview there. You'll find David's interview, Kelly's, Connie's, and Justin's will be published in a week or so. And you can also get the transcripts if you prefer to read rather than to listen to the audios. I think that's it, right? Yep, that's it. Any questions? Oh, thanks. No? All right. It's a quiet group.